SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The Prince, the players, the hustlers, the people are busting up and everybody else in between. Throwing it down, a Thursday night throwdown has begun. Unfortunately, we're in the middle of the dog days of summer right now, guys. There's not a lot going on, so we'll take a look at some college football futures, take a look at some NFL futures here this evening. It's been a very slow sports week. Oh, wait, no, that's right. Wrong! Oh, my God, it's a nuclear bomb. One bomb after another, man. It's a war zone. And speaking of war zones, we got the Monday Night Wars, except it's the National League West Wars. Let's start off on the diamond as long as we're here. Don't look now, but the Los Angeles Dodgers have acquired Trey Turner and Max Scherzer. But wait, what? Didn't San Diego get Max Scherzer earlier in the day? That's right. San Diego got Max Scherzer, but then they traded him to their bitter rival, Los Angeles Dodgers, after. No. Actually, somebody let me know, please, like on Twitter or in our chat or whatever. Who was the jackass that broke this Scherzer story to San Diego today? And please let me know who's the jackass that broke that Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield and Harrell and Pope, didn't they get traded to Sacramento? This is a day that sports journalism. I use the term journalism. Journalism. Yeah, we use that term loosely. It's a day that the sports journalism died. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but how about you actually wait until you know the deal is done before just trying to be first online? Nobody cares, all right? I used to be first online with, like, UFC fight announcements and stuff. You know what it did for me? Nothing! You know, I'll be honest. You know what it did for me? It really put me on Dana White's hit list, and it made me disliked by the UFC, to be honest. They used to ask, how did you know that? And I get no pop out of it, and I just piss them off. I remember once I said that Frank Mir was off of a big card once before, like, the UFC knew. Like, they didn't even know. I knew. I heard. Like, I knew Frank Mir's not fighting. And I broke that. They were pissed, wondering how I knew. It was a John Fitch thing. Like, you know what I mean? I used to be first was, you know, I'm not telling you I used to break Brock Lesnar type of news, but I used to know a lot of fighters and stuff. And I used to be in the know in the UFC, right? And you get nothing out of it, right? So you're first. Who cares? Nobody remembers. Nobody cares. Oh, yeah, Morency was first saying John Fitch is fighting in Minneapolis. Yeah, big deal. I didn't win a Pulitzer Prize for it, let me tell you. Right? So get it right, man. Get it right. Like, seriously. Like, you know what I mean? You put your name on it. Get it right. And, you know, and they never admit they're wrong. They say, oh, the deal fell through. No. You reported something that wasn't true, jackass. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We got a full house here this evening. Big Man on Campus will step up, and then we'll talk hoops, some soccer with Big Man. NBA draft, Kate Cunningham goes first overall to the Detroit Pistons. No surprise. Jalen Green goes second overall to the Houston Rockets. No surprise, although a lot of people were surprised by Jalen Green's suit. Listen, I give this kid credit. He's got a brand already. He's got 1.2 million followers on Instagram. And don't normally, you got to be a chick and be like naked to have those type of followers. He's a fashion savant. Like, you know, dude, the suit, I liked his look. He looked like Michael Jackson. It was part Michael Jackson, part Milli Vanilli. Let's hope he plays like Michael Jackson and not like Milli Vanilli. I like it. I don't have a problem with it. Here I am, man. I really am just an old, bitter sort of, like, man, aren't I? I'm just going to say, good for the kid. I got no beef. He's a pure scorer. I want a guy that just shows up in a tracksuit. I'm just being serious. Like, if I'm drafting this kid and he's got a ton of talent, I'm asking him. So you're into fashion a lot, I see. Yeah? I see you have a very popular Instagram. Over 1 million followers on Instagram due to your fashion. Yeah, yeah. How much do you plan on continuing this journey NBA season? I'd ask him point blank. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to, you know, I like Kawhi Leonard. Guy shows up, you know what I mean, and some New Balance track pants and his hoodie. You know, look at LeBron. LeBron used to show up with a man purse and stuff and those stupid shorts like that were suits and stuff. It was a bad look, bro. And whatever. He was a big pansy and he sucked. And now, look at LeBron. Guy's wearing hoodies and jean jackets. Now he's cool. And he wins. He got all offended at a press conference. I'm leaving with my purse. You know? Now he doesn't get offended anymore because he's wearing a hoodie and a jean jacket. See what you wear. But good for Jalen Green. Good for Jalen Green. Quite the suit there, though, bro. You do a moonwalk on the stage. Evan Mobley. Evan Mobley's a badass. That's not a shock. He goes third. And then, of course, the Toronto Raptors are the first surprise. Scotty Barnes, not Jalen Suggs. The Late Night Anchor Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Remember that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
He'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it. Mo, $23 on New York.
I swear to God, man, I want to punch this referee in the face, and I want to punch every Mexican player in the face. Like, seriously, like, this match is unbelievable. This match is unbelievable. So, never mind or diving. These guys, you're in the wrong event. Yeah, nice save. You're in the wrong event. You should be in Tokyo diving right now into a pool, Mexico. Secondly, you know, maybe it'd be nice if we can get through a match without being stopped due to your offensive chants. So, I was wondering what they said. It's been explained. It was a homophobic chant. It was a homophobic chant. They had to stop the game. They've restarted it, but they had to stop it. So just in case you're wondering what was said, it was they were chanting in unison a homophobic chant about the Canadian players. Let's bring in Big Man on campus. Big Man, I got to tell you, there's a hell of a lot of stuff to get to. Big Man on campus. What's up, Big Man?
How are you, buddy? Nice to hear from you. How's everything?
I'm getting this game, man. But between the Olympics, the NBA draft, and everything, we got some Gold Cup action, and what a save. I got to be honest with you, big man. I didn't think Canada could do this well, this tournament, without Alphonso Davies. Dude, they're without everybody tonight. They're battling with Mexico. You'd think we're in Mexico City right now, big man. Like, it's in Houston. You got 70,000 people. They're all cheering for Mexico. The CONCACAF, they always screw Canada over. Mexico, big favorites, big man, but we got a 1-1 game real late here, bro. There's some great soccer. It's hostile. It's like there's a brawl about to break out.
I definitely didn't think they had that in them. Impressive. Thinking someone get out of there with a stalemate there, that would be impressive without Davies. Good call.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I don't know what I. You know, there's a long way to go here. There's a long way to go. You know, we'll have extra time, and then what happens? They've added 7 minutes on here, so we'll keep our eye on this. But it's an intense match; it really is. And like I said, Canada are without like five starters, and they're battling with Mexico right now. And I don't know if you saw it earlier, big man, but is it Qatar or Qatar? Anyways, is it Qatar or Qatar?
I
call
Qatar,
it Qatar. Me too.
Yeah, I've heard Qatar as well.
Yeah, I know. I guess they'll cut you up for calling it Qatar. That's what Qatar means. Qatar. Oh, no, sorry. That's the other place. All right. So, yeah. Hey, what do you think, big man? Were you impressed? Are you impressed by the U.S. team through this Gold Cup? Because they just keep squeaking by, but they have gotten by into the final.
Well, I mean, all due respect to them, but playing Jamaica and Haiti and Martinique. Who cares? I mean, listen, do something in a World Cup, then we'll start rooting for you.
Yeah, well, we'll see if they can beat. Now a Canadian is down. Get up. This guy's acting like he's dead now. Like, come on, you're Canadian. Act like it. Get up here. I don't even care if you're hurt. Walk it off. Walk it off. So how are you getting into the Olympics at all, big man? Or are you just watching the basketball?
No, I'm not, man. I've watched basketball. That's about all I'm doing. I'm not doing much of anything else, though. I'm more of a Winter Olympics kind of guy, though. I kind of like that kind of stuff. But, you know, this year we had the Euros and we had the late NBA season. And, you know, I'm just kind of preparing for the next couple of months with football and all that stuff. And you're just kind of having a good time doing some other things. But, yeah, I haven't watched a ton of Olympics. I guess the swimming's kind of cool, you know. You kind of see some of that stuff. And, yeah, those are obviously all great athletes. I will tell you, I got a kick last night, though, out of Ian Cameron, fashionably late. What's he, late all of a sudden now? What's the story with that?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, Babano, yeah. Babano's a piece of work. Great guy, but yesterday he sent me and Cam a tweet about a guy that me and Cam work with for, like, we worked with the guy, like, 15 or 17 years ago. It's like a rival station that me and Cam are banned from. Like, the guy never said, like, he's not our buddy at all. And Babano basically admits that he goes, oh, I was listening to this show here. You're to me and Cam, you know, your old buddy, and he's talking about this. So, number one, he's telling, like, Babano listens to, like, the worst show. He's like, who do you hate, big man? You know what I mean? It'd be almost like someone, like, you don't hate, but it's like, this guy's not my buddy. What are you even talking about, Babano? Like he's just the king of awkward. I saw the tweet. I'm like, it actually angered me. I'm like, you got a lot of nerve. Like, tweet me this, like this guy. Speaking of the guy on Canada, though, I told him to get up. I didn't realize he got kicked in the head by his own teammate pretty good, actually. He took it in the head pretty good. It was almost like WWE type of stuff. And you knew it was coming. You knew the late backbreaker. It had to happen, huh? It had to happen. Board. Yeah.
Damn.
After all that, huh?
You knew it was coming, right?
Unbelievable. Damn. I have Canada plus a goal and a half, but I had under 2.5. They're in like the 100th minute now. How long are they going to play? Like, seriously, man. Like,
brutal. All those extra time.
Welcome to Canadian sports, big man. That's like the pain of like Canadian soccer.
Well, there were seven minutes of added time.
Yeah, they're in the 100th minute. They just scored. They had a 10. They're playing for 10 minutes.
Why was there so much added time? Jesus.
Because it's rigged, bro. It's freaking rigged.
That's brutal. Brutal.
Oh, God! Can't we have anything nice for like 10 seconds? No. God, what a screw job. And so what'd they score it? The 99th minute? Are you kidding me? They're like, oh, under 2.5. Yeah, now they're fighting. Good. Just punch someone in the face. I agree. Let's forget about going out with class here. I just start punching everyone in the face. The referees, the Mexicans, everybody. Let's just start a riot. Start a riot. Let's go. Seriously. No. Oh, my God. What the hell were the defenders doing, bro? You got four Canadians just standing there. And the goalie, you made a million good saves, and you let that in. Now they are really fighting for real, too. Eh? They're really going, this is good. It's entertaining. Come on, somebody punch someone. Just drop them. I swear to God, listen, if somebody on Canada right now punches someone on Mexico, I'll donate to your fine. I swear to God. I'll put in $500. Just punch someone right now. I sound like Trump now, unfortunately, don't I? I'll pay for your bail. Don't worry about it. Somebody hit somebody. Hit him. Hey. Yeah, here we go. Start throwing. He just pushed our goalie. Oh, hey. Oh, this is turning into a Donnybrook here for real. This is good stuff. I told you guys earlier, what did I say, like 10 minutes ago? Said, man, there's a brawl about to break out in this game. I said, there's a brawl. And here we are. It's coming. Canada waited for the last goal. See, Canada are threatening. Who's number 21? He's threatening someone on Mexico right now. Yeah, shut up, number 3. I swear to God, somebody punch number 3. Oh, yeah, good. The goalie of Canada just pushed number 3. Good job, buddy. Punch him now. Punch him. Kick him. Somebody get a steel chair out. Like, honestly. Just start hitting people. I think the goalie of Canada just got kicked out of the game. Yeah, he did.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead.
Ask them.
But only a few have an opinion informed by expert analysis and experience. It's called trust.
It's why we're here.
For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
Right, Mexico's advanced to the final of the Gold Cup. 2-1 final score. Hell of a game. Intense stuff. Very, very intense match. Canada battled. Canada really battled. I'll tell you what, we'll get you the number as soon as it's posted here. USA and Mexico for the Gold Cup. I'm not impressed with Mexico. I'm not. Like, you know what I mean? They won. They were aided and abetted tonight. That was a garbage. It's a garbage. Number one, it's a garbage penalty kick that they got, goal. It was a pile of crap. And, you know, you won't. We'll see. Hey, listen, if you're American and you're in Houston, you better show up. Where's the game? Is it in Houston again? Because this is ridiculous. Like, it's like being in Mexico. And listen, I love Mexico. I got no problem with it. But, you know what I mean? It's supposed to be neutral. Canada might as well have been in Mexico City tonight. All right. We got Big Man on Campus with us. We'll get back to some soccer rage later. We'll get Matthias' thoughts on the little dust up here. Let's get into the NBA draft in which, hey, we crushed another draft. We killed the NFL draft. Tonight I crushed it again, big man. I wish I put bigger units on it. It was kind of tough. They had strange props up. I was wrong about Cam Thomas. I'm surprised Cam Thomas lasted as long as he did. But let's go over the picks here, big man. So starts off with Cade Cunningham. Can't argue the pick. Can't, you know what I mean? Can't, you know, this kid, he could do it all. So Cunningham first overall, did you have any problem with that, big man? They were talking about if Cunningham wasn't so good, that Jalen Green could have been the top pick. But I don't know if that's just talk. What's your deal on Cunningham? Are you approve of Cunningham? You think he's going to be a star in the league? Because I think he's a badass.
Well, I will say congratulations to you on having a great night with props. I had a terrible night. One of the worst nights I've had as a prop guy. I'm usually someone that can do pretty well with props, but it was not a good night for me. Though I did do good with Sixers picks. I got all them right. But, no, Cade Cunningham is terrific. I mean, I'm not sure I've ever seen a guy with bigger hands in my life. I mean, it is incredible, the size of his hands. I mean, I think he could be one of the better prospects I've seen in the last 5 years. I think Detroit is an interesting basketball team. They're young. They've got a great coach. And they're a team that I think with a year or two of seasoning – they're going to be a team to watch out for. Very blue-collar, tough, and now they got a transcendent type of player. Pretty exciting times in Detroit.
Can you imagine, big man, you follow high school ball. I heard tonight They were talking about Moses Moody. They're like, oh, yeah, Moses Moody, he's used not to being the top guy. He'll fit in Golden State. He played on a high school team with Jalen Green and Cade Cunningham. And I'm like, oh, my God. What kind of high school team is that?
It's nuts.
What, a pro? Yeah, what, Montour High? Even Jay Billis said, that's not a school. That's a pro program. Those guys, like, you imagine Moses Moody, Jalen Green, and Kate Cunningham on a high school team. Imagine being a high school kid. Like, who are we playing coach this week? Oh, well, don't worry. They're not that good, guys. This kid, Kate. So, Kate Cunningham.
You know,
it's funny. I was going to say, though, Big Man, because some people are like, say, I've heard, oh, this draft isn't good and stuff. Yeah, shut up. Nobody knows. You got to wait 3-4 years. We'll know. I think there's some really big upside to some of these guys here. Kate Cunningham does it all. He's young. You can tell he gets it. He's a good kid. He's smart. He's responsible. You know, guys, he's a kid. He's already 220 pounds. He's 6'8". He can do it all. He's just, you know, great pick. Great pick. Is he Michael Jordan? Probably not, but he's going to be a versatile player in the NBA for the next 10 to 12 years. So I got no beef with him. Good for him.
You look at Montverde Academy, where he came from. They have, in the next class next year, top 25. They have three top 25 players on their team. That's, I mean, two in the top 10. Absolutely incredible. One of the best products as far as high school basketball in the country. Oak Hill, IMG get a lot of love, but Montverde,
yeah.
Unbelievable. Team with Moody and Cade and Jalen Green, incredible.
That's unbelievable. It really is. We were just talking about Bishop Gorman last night, but more of a football power than basketball. Basketball is Findlay and Findlay Prep in Vegas. Nevertheless, all right, so Jalen Green. I talked about it earlier. So Jalen Green's got 1.2 million followers on Instagram already. You saw he rolled out looking. He had the Michael Jackson look and the suit going on and everything. People don't know a ton about him, but he's 6'5", 175 pounds. They only played 15, 16 games in the G League this year. So he didn't play like an extensive slate, but he was basically the best player in the G League. And he's a kid, right? So he's the best player in the G League. Scored like 17 points a game. He could shoot. He's a very good three-point shooter. He shot like 37% in the G League. The comparisons, they talk about, you know, basically Bradley Beal. He's just a pure scorer that's going to put points up on the board. He goes 2 to Houston, Big Man. What's your take on Green?
Yeah, you know, in 2020, ESPN actually had him as the number one recruit. They had him above Cade Cunningham, which, you know, rivals had him at 2, but you talk about the best scorer in this draft, it's Jalen Green, bar none. You know, they're a team that obviously needs so much help. You know, they went from kind of a really good basketball team, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago to a real cellar dweller. So they just needed talent. They needed someone that could come in and give them buckets. He is not a good defensive player. He's all offense, right? He's going to be James Harden. But
perfect for Houston.
they're pretty used to that down there. So, it's a pick that I think when it's all said and done, he is the best scorer, and it's not close. His dress game, you know, these kids dress weird today, I guess. But he's terrific, and, you know, he's kind of, like you said, Bradley Beal, James Harden. That's who you're going to get with him.
So Evan Mobley goes 3rd. I'm a Mobley fan. 7-footer, 215. He's going to get bigger, guys. Very athletic. Kind of a mean streak to him. His father was a coach and played. Like, so he grew up in a sports family. He's very competitive. I like him a lot. So we can't go over every player, Big Man. I want to get to a lot of stuff with you. So you got Mobley there. So the Raptors, bro. Everybody, you saw the sports books, man. It was nuts. They had Jalen Suggs at like -500, whatever, to be the 600 to be the third, the fourth pick. I said on Game Time Decisions tonight, I wouldn't be shocked if they won Scottie Barnes. I thought they were going to go Suggs, but talking to people who cover the Raptors closely and stuff, they actually did like Barnes a lot. I spoke to someone last night I respect and that really does know the inside of the Raptors, and he said, no, it's not a smokescreen, that they're undecided. Like it could be Scottie Barnes. So some people were kind of surprised at first. Suggs is the bigger name, Big Man. But it was interesting. And Masai Ujiri, guys, is sort of the face of things. But Bobby Webster kind of runs things. He's the exit of the basketball guy. And Bobby Webster basically stated, without, like, not throwing Suggs under the bus, but they think that Scottie Barnes will be a better player in 3 years type of thing. Like, Suggs might be more polished now, Big Man, but they think Scottie Barnes is just, like, ultimately going to be a better NBA player. And it's hard to argue when you look at the pedigree of FSU and the athletes that have been sent into the league, big man. And, you know, I was talking with somebody the other night about this. Like, you know, the league, big man, it's all size, bro. Anthony Davis, big, tall dude. LeBron's big. Giannis is big. Tall, long guys, right? It's hard to be small and win in the NBA now. I'm not saying you got to be big and slow, but you need some size. Look, Luka, bro. You know, Luka's a big dude for a guard and stuff. So Scottie Barnes, a big-time athlete. I know you follow college ball a lot, so you know Scottie Barnes. What do you think of the Raptors taking Scottie Barnes instead of Jalen Suggs?
Yeah, you know, I actually think this is one of the more fascinating players in the draft just because when you look at who he is, the talent that he has, the athleticism, his ceiling could be really high. I think he's really – it's going to come down to his work ethic. If he's a kid that will get in the gym and improve – he's Ben Simmons. That's what he is. The difference is he has the ability to shoot. He's definitely going to have to work on his outside shot. But I think he has the ability to be really good. My thought on him, though, was I don't know if he's an all-star. I think he's a really good starter in the NBA, though.
Yeah.
I think he's a guy that every good team has. So, you know, you relate him to, like, let's say, Jay Crowder or Iguodala or Jordan Clarkson or Danny Green. Not necessarily the
Yeah, but we sort of have a guy like that, big man. Don't you think an OG Anunoby? Isn't that what OG is kind of already?
Well, and that's I think, a bit of the problem here. Now, again, I could be wrong. Now, if he can get a shot, I think he almost becomes, you know, he's patterned his game, as he'll tell you, off of Magic Johnson. And like I said, I think he reminds me a lot of Ben Simmons. I think his work ethic's good from what I understand. He's a great teammate. I think there's a lot to be excited about. I do think this may shut the – does it shut the door on a point guard? I think Suggs could have been the option there. But, you know, I think you make a good case about Anunoby. Siakam, they must be really done with because this, I think, decision kind of, I think, makes it clear that maybe he's on his way out of there.
A lot of people believe that. I don't know. I think the Raptors situation with Siakam is the organization like him, but he's not getting along with Nick Nurse. So who wins that battle type of deal? You know what I mean? Because even Siakam in quote-unquote a down year, and he did suffer in the bubble. He had, like, depression issues and whatever. But he actually still scored 21 points a game. He's a pretty versatile player still. People are hard on Siakam, but I understand why. Because Siakam got famous and rich and became an all-star quicker than he should have. You know what I mean? He got catapulted that 1 year, and there was jealousy with other players in the league and stuff. And I can see why they're like, man, this guy really got superstar hype, big man, right away. You know what I mean?
We'll get your thoughts on the other side. Player, it could still work out.
No, you're right. I'm not giving up on Siakam, but you're right. It's interesting to see if they pull the trigger on a trade.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. Big Man on Campus, kicking with us on Sirius XM, Channel 204. I am David Morency, Sports Grid Radio Networks. So as far as our NBA props, we hit Mobley under, we hit the Mobley prop. So we knew he was going to be third. We got that at like plus 180 on Saturday night. We told you guys last week these NBA numbers are going to move, and it got crazy. I did get caught, though, speeding. I did have Jalen Suggs to be the fourth pick, and under 4.5, so I lose that bet. But I only lost two bets. I lost that one, and I lost Cam Thomas under 21.5. I hit, big man, I had Book Knight over 6.5. Franz Wagner under 8.5. Moses Moody over 10.5. Oh, and I lost Davion Mitchell, too. And I hit Kispert. I had Kispert over 13 and a half. So we did pretty well tonight. You know, we crushed the – I'm doing good with drafts. We did good in the NFL draft as well. So we can't hit every player here, big man, but we'll blast through this. What did you think? It caught everybody off guard. Are you buying or selling Josh Giddey, the Australian big man?
From a prospect standpoint, I'm kind of waiting for one of these Australian kids to really hit it out of the park. You know, when you look at the body of work, you know, it seems like there's always a lot of fanfare, a lot of some of these guys. Remember Dante Exum had a lot of fanfare, Ben yep. Simmons. We've seen some yep. guys, but, you know, Giddey's a guy that I think you have to like. I mean, he's a dazzling passer. He's a great point guard. He's got size. He can guard on the perimeter. There's a lot to like about him. I'll just kind of wait for it to happen. Obviously, he's only 18 years old. I mean, he's so young, but I'm interested in seeing how this all works out, because when it comes to Australia, as I said, they generally don't pan out, or they're just like solid role players, you know, Dellavedova or Patty Mills.
Joe Ingles. Joe Ingles.
Yeah, or Bogut or whoever. So I'll wait. He's an interesting kid. I think it was a bit high for him, but there's a lot to like about it. He's tantalizing for sure.
So speaking of Ben Simmons, I thought it was disgraceful that he didn't play in the Olympics once again. And you see, he's a punk. He has a chance to win a medal. Australia are really good. And he doesn't play. He'd rather go out and make out with chicks at Wimbledon. It's like, bro, you've already gotten laid. Like, haven't you had a fill of it yet? You know what I mean, big man? You already banged Kylie or Kaylee, whatever the hell her name is, the Jenners. Like, what more do you want? Like, learn to play basketball now, Ben. So, I don't know, big man. I can't possibly believe that you saw the proposal today. That you saw, like, so Keith Pompey, who's been on the show before, covers the Sixers. He said that the Sixers reported that the Golden State Warriors said, all right, what do you want for Ben Simmons? And the Sixers responded they wanted James Wiseman, Andrew Wiggins, the 7th pick, the 14th pick, and 2 future first rounders, bro. Like, are you effing kidding me, big man? Like, how good is the crack cocaine in Philly, big man? You live there. I know you don't smoke it, but it must be strong, huh?
Yeah, you know, I saw that report, and I had to make sure it wasn't one of those, like, troll accounts.
Yeah,
like,
a joke. Yeah,
yeah. But then I thought, you know what? They probably are that delusional to think that, you know, I don't know if Daryl was drinking today or what, but they can't actually be serious with those kind of proposals. Just and that makes me believe that they're just not going to get anything out of him, and they're just going to keep him around here and say, you know what? You know, we'll give it one more year, and it's you talk about Australia. I mean, I think it ends up probably working out. I don't think they need Ben Simmons.
You're right.
Sickening. I'm so happy too, because I got to tell you, for the first time in a long time, I'm really happy at their draft tonight. I thought they made 3 really good selections. All 3 can come in and help this group from a bench perspective or whatever. I just would really like to get a great return back for Ben Simmons and get him the hell out of here.
And not get too greedy. That's the whole thing. So let's talk about
exactly.
The Sixers draft picks. Yeah, don't get greedy. So talk to me. So Jaden Springer, point guard out of Tennessee. You like Springer? 6'4", 202-pounder.
I really do. I think he's one of the better defenders in this draft. Real typical kind of 3-and-D guy. Shot 43.5% last year at Tennessee. Didn't play a ton of minutes. He's still young, Gabe. You got to realize, Gabe, he is younger than Chet Holmgren, who isn't even a freshman in high school or in college yet. He's still so young. I think he's got a lot of room to grow. He's explosive. I think him and Tyrese Maxey got to be excited about the future. I think he's a better version of what Matisse Thybulle is. Thybulle's more of a true defender. This kid's a defender and can also score and make some shots. Yeah.
Yeah, another Australian, yeah. All right, so what about Petrushev, the Serbian? Seems like you guys attack the center position, right? You got some big dudes here with Bassi and then with Petrushev as well.
Yeah, I love him. He was at Gonzaga, if we remember. Ends up leaving, goes over to Belgrade and plays last year. Was the Adric Attic MVP last year. 24 points
shot
a game, 41%. 8 boards.
Yeah, 41% from
three,
big man.
Yeah, I'm really happy with this. I think he could turn into a really good backup big for Joel Embiid. Dwight Howard's not going to be here much longer. They have nothing depth-wise. And Dwight Howard, he always gets thrown out of games. You need to get him out of here. Get some young guys in here. I like Petrushev a lot. He had a great 19-20 at Gonzaga. Very high on this pick.
That's hilarious you say that about Howard. You're right. It's like every second game he's getting kicked out, isn't it? Like every second night.
Exactly.
He just says, F it. I want to get out of here. I'm leaving. I'm going to yell at the ref. I'm going to push someone. I'm going to give someone a forearm. Like, you're right. He gets kicked out all the time.
Yeah. It was irritating. There was a week last year, Gabe, where I think in two straight games he was thrown out. And it's like, Joel wasn't playing, so they had to play like Mike Scott at the five, and it was brutal.
I've always liked Dwight Howard, but he's got a really short temper. So talk to me about the Raptor picture. So we talked about Scotty Barnes. What about Banton out of Nebraska? So that was their second-round pick, 46th overall. Another big guy. It's pretty clear. And, big man, if you look at the Raptors, especially in their backcourt, they got a size issue, bro. Van Fleet's not big, right? Kyle Lowry's not big, and Lowry's probably gone, but Lowry's not big. That's why I thought, and so you look, they bring in Barnes, who's 6'8". Ananobi's not a very big dude. Like, Chris Boucher's like their only big guy. Like, Aaron Baines sucks. So I'm just saying, it looks like they're going for some, you know, some width type wingspan, so to speak, here with Delano Banton out of Nebraska. And then they get the point guard, another big kid, 6'5", David Johnson out of Louisville. You like Banton and Johnson?
You know, I got to tell you, I didn't know if either of these players were draft worthy, frankly. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're not, though. You know, I think a lot of people get kind of caught up in what kids do in college. You mentioned wingspan. You mentioned athleticism. Both David Johnson and Banton have that. David Johnson, though, from what I remember, is coming off an injury, though. Banton was a guy that didn't end up working out at West Kentucky, redshirted in 2020, and then last year had, you know, an okay season for a bad team. So there's not a lot to take home with him. But, you know, I think the goal really going forward is, did they totally address the point guard position going forward? I think it's kind of clear Kyle Lowry's gone, so I don't know. I'm not quite sure I understand some of these selections.
You can't just have Malachi Flynn. I know, exactly. So what are you going to do, big man? You can't have your backcourt of Malachi Flynn and Van Fleet. They're not big enough. Like, Malachi, do you like Malachi Flynn? He's good, but they need a 6'4". That's why I like Suggs there, big man. You know, you get a nice 6'4", 6'5" guard to run things for the next 10 years, bro, you know?
Well, the problem,
and you got Van Fleet to shoot threes.
Yeah, and you need – look, I think the one thing about Banton and about David Johnson is they're both big kids, right? And Banton's a big, more or less. But even – you mentioned 6'5" for David Johnson. You need to have these wing guys that go out and defend on the perimeter. They've got the wingspan. They can guard bigger guards. And, you know, Flynn, for what it's worth, is only 6'1". So, you know, I think you get some help there. But I don't know what the Raptors are going forward, you know, because it seems like they're almost trying to rebuild a little bit, I guess. And they've got to figure out what's going to go on with Siakam. Look, Allen Iverson and Larry Brown hated each other here, but they made it work. I think Siakam's just got to get out of his head a little bit. I don't think he had the season he hoped for, and he's got to get through it and get past it.
What did you think of – I'm surprised. So I thought Cameron Thomas would get drafted. That's the one I got wrong. I said 21.5, big man. Hey, he lands in a great spot, doesn't he, with Brooklyn? Cameron Thomas, he can learn under these scores, and this kid is a scorer. So it's funny that a scoring team takes a young scorer. They take, like, the little puppy, eh? Instead of another guy, they're like, no, let's get a little young scorer and groom this kid now.
I think it's what you would probably say, like, it's a match made in heaven for them, and I think he would agree. You know, he screams, you know, Lou Williams, Jordan Clarkson. He's kind of a, you know, Jalen Green light, right? So, like, he's going to come in. He's going to give you 10, 12 off the bench. Cameron Payne, that kind of player. I think it works perfectly for the Nets. This was one of those picks that you say, all right, you know, that makes perfect sense. Kind of, to me, the way Charles Bassey makes sense for the Sixers. I thought that was just a terrific pick. I think he's a mini Embiid, frankly. So I think it's kind of a perfect selection for them and for Brooklyn with Cam Thomas. I love him. He's such a water bug type of kid, a kid that can score to basketball.
Big man on campus, king of this man. This hour's just flying by. Speaking of Boston, big man, I got caught up in the emotion of it. I thought it was really classy, the NBA, to draft Terrence Clark tonight. for Silver to get up there and say, you know what, this kid would have been drafted tonight. We're gonna, you know, and it has his parents there, his mother there, and his sister. Class move. Terrence Clark, the kid was a legend, man, in the Boston area, as you know, big man. It's really a sad story, is it? Died in a car crash.
Yeah, I think it's one of the saddest stories I've heard a long time. So much promise, 19 years yeah. old. I'll tell you, the NBA, what a classy move. I really thought that was special, man. I mean, it almost makes you want to cry, man. You know, so much in yeah. front of him, you know, probably would have, you know, helped his family so much. And, yeah, it's so sad. I hope the NBA behind the scenes maybe does some stuff to take care of them. You know, they seem like nice people,
are, yeah.
and what a tragedy. Yeah.
I think they are. I don't think you just bring them up. I think exactly they're going to give them, like, you know, there'll be something along the way. But it's not even about
very
that.
Very classy move, though, by them.
Proud moment for the mom. Imagine how hard it was for her to sit there, see her yeah. son up on the screen and stuff, and not there. But, you know, that's, like you said,
there's nothing
can criticize stuff.
Than,
but, yeah.
There's nothing sadder, Gabe, than a young person dying, man. You know, it really is. Yeah, you almost wonder, like, why does it happen? You know, so much promise, so much ahead of them, and, yeah, it's terrible.
And everyone says, oh, he was a good kid. Everyone that dies is a good kid. But anyone, if you see this kid's story and stuff, he was, like, yeah. very active in the community with Boston, like, leading other kids. Oh, you can make college, too. You can do this, like, type thing. And, like, ever since he was a baby, he just dreamed of playing in the NBA. Months away from getting drafted in the NBA, and he dies. And it was another player was in the car with him, right? Who survived.
It was actually behind him, B.J. Boston.
Behind, oh, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was driving behind it. He watched it. Terrible. Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll wrap up with Big Man on the other side. Late Night Anger Management Class. Crazy-ass day today. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Took you long enough to get here, Sporto. Now that you've found us, keep it right here for sports news you can use. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football, the goal line. Baseball, home plate. Basketball, the net. Sports talk, right here. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, BG. All right, we're kicking it here with Big Man on Campus. Damn, that was a fast first hour of this program. So, Big Man, last year you and I loved the TBT. I was way down. Whatever, bro. Like, you can find lines out there, but you got to wait. You got to look. You got to search. The games are on at nighttime, Big Man. It's not like last year at all, bro. It kind of sucks, to be honest. It's too bad because I love the tournament, but let's be real, Big Man. It's getting buried. And unless you have full access to gambling on this stuff, it's hard to, like, I would talk about it more, Big Man, but half our listeners can't get bets in on this stuff, bro. It's very frustrating this year, isn't it? They can't. What are they doing this during the Olympics? What are you guys, idiots?
Yeah, it's definitely been disappointing. You know, I think for me, you know, it just sickens me that these bookmakers aren't putting these numbers out. I don't know what you're, you know, it's like you're not going to get crushed on these numbers. Like, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, no one's betting it.
I mean, they put lines out for surfing and cricket and all this nutty stuff. It sucks. And you're right. I mean, the late NBA season doesn't help. The Olympics, all these different things. You know, maybe should have did it a few weeks earlier. But, you know, we still have a, you know, pretty good tournament. You know, I've actually done okay with this tournament. You know, we've got some, you know, normal names and, you know, we're down to the nitty gritty and this weekend should be fun because there's really nothing going on this weekend. So, you know, should be able to catch some of these games and, you know, catch the final couple here.
All right. So is it the final weekend of play this weekend? Are we into the final bracket this weekend?
Yeah. So we're into the quarterfinals. There are 8 teams left. So.
All right. All right.
Starting
so
tomorrow, starting Saturday.
Okay, I'm going to take a look at this tomorrow. I'll see you online. We'll definitely get into it. I'll take a look at it now that we're down here. You know, big man's not down with the Olympics. He's like, God, there's nothing going on this weekend. It's like it's the biggest weekend of the Olympics Saturday. Hey, we didn't even get to Luka. I'm telling you now, big man, you imagine if Luka wins gold? This guy might single-handedly be able to beat everybody. He's that good.
Yeah, he killed it.
They covered again last night. I had Japan. Like, I'm not messing with this guy anymore. Thanks, big man.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Bring it.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use. And you can only get it right.